VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. You can always share your eBay thoughts with us at 888-723-4630. I'm curious to know what someone would do in that case we talked about with the phone, the iPhone.
Right.
Where the guy sold it on August 31st. Today is now, for the record, October 23rd. So that's about 40. It's 43 days. You can't open up a case 30 days after delivery. You can only open up a case 30 days within 30 days after delivery. And you can leave feedback for up to 60 days after the transaction close date or sale date. Buyer, just to summarize quickly, buyer has recently contacted the seller and said he can't activate the phone. He wants to return it. Seller isn't sure what to do, doesn't really want to take the return. I outlined a list of a smorgasbord, if you would, of potential risks, and those are obvious. Don't do it; you get a negative feedback. It may not mean anything, or return it, or offer to return it, and he sends back an item that. Well, wait a minute! I just realized something. So if you agree to take it back, he has to send it back first before you pay him. Even if it's outside of the eBay, eBay can't facilitate the request. The seller could say, sure, send the item back to me. You get it back and you realize it's not the same phone or, you know, it's been played with. You can just send it back and say, sorry, the deal's off. Not give him a refund. Didn't think of that. Yeah, you don't have to refund the money until you get the item back. Even outside of the eBay system, you should... You know, if it's a valuable item like this, you don't want to just say, ah, just keep it and here's your money.
No way.
Yeah, so I wasn't thinking. Again, see, this is the thing about going on a trip. My mind gets all messed up.
So what is your absolute final on that issue?
Is this my final answer?
Yeah, what is your final answer?
I would say, yeah, sure, send it back and I'll give you a refund. And if you get the phone back and it's not the same phone, I would say,
refund.
I got the phone back. It's not the same phone. I'm sending it back to you. Send me the phone I sent to you, and I'll give you a refund.
Makes sense. Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, black and gold gifts on eBay. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment?
I was just calling in about the multiple accounts. We have two, one that we use for new items, and that's black and gold gifts, and then Tom's clearance rack is for used items.
Oh.
But we tend to do auctions on Tom's clearance as opposed to black and gold gifts, just to keep it separate and keep it simple. But it does get difficult sometimes keeping up with multiple accounts, even though there's only the two of them.
Yeah, you get a ka-ching. You don't know what the ka-ching means.
You have no idea.
Well, we know what the ka-ching means because it's only on the black and gold gift side. Question for you, Griff. We got a negative the other day from a buyer who refused to contact us. There's no hassle returns, and their only complaint was not comfortable for a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
You know, it seems kind of silly when there's no hassle returns. Why shouldn't they have to go through that first?
Well, because we don't require someone to contact you or to go through hassle-free returns. They can.
Yeah, I'm basically suggesting it, though. I mean, it seems to make sense to me that if I'm willing to offer no hassle returns, why should you be able to give me a negative without going through that process if you're dissatisfied with the product?
But maybe they're not.
I can't help that it doesn't fit your head.
Right. Well, maybe they don't want to return it, but they're just telling you they're not comfortable.
I suppose. They could have had their money back, if nothing else, and kept the glasses. But
right, and you can always make that as a response. You can always write a response.
I did. They're just, 15 feedback and not willing to communicate. There's been no communication at all. I tried.
No.
So.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah, currently that's how it works. It could change in the future. Who knows?
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Talk to you later.
Say hello to Charity for us.
I will.
Bye-bye, Annie. Tom, that was Black and Gold Gifts, a friend of eBay Radio for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30. We only have about 20 more minutes for you.
That's it.
5, 10, 15, about 17 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Here, and then you'll be gone next week. We will not be live. We will be dark,
yeah, we would have.
Say.
We would have tried to do the mobile thing, but Jeff booked these on the cycle of days makes it... If we were leaving on a Monday for a show on a Tuesday, then I could do the Tuesday show. But we're leaving on Sunday... And we're flying on Tuesday morning, and we'll be in the air all day. So,
because you're doing one on Monday this time.
We're doing one on Monday, so it makes it impossible this time.
And which one are you doing on Monday? What's the first one?
Monday is New Orleans.
Oh,
there's
yes.
still seats for that, surprisingly enough. So if you're in the New Orleans area and you want to come and see us, it's free. Just register at ebayinperson.com. Or, yeah, it's a... Is it eBay? No, it's ebay.com/inperson. You can register there to come and see us in New Orleans at the... It's at the Marriott? Did you
well,
say
you
that?
Well, you could go to ebayinperson.com.
Ebayinperson.com.
Just ebayinperson.com.
Oh, does that work too?
It works also.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
and
you want to see us? We're in the French Quarter on Monday.
You're
going to
be in New Orleans October 27th, Monday.
That's
at the
true.
Hyatt French Quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the next day, which is the 28th, you're going to be in Minneapolis at the DoubleTree by Hilton Park Place.
Yes.
And then the third day, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
You don't know that song. Cincinnati, Ohio. Where
I think
the,
so.
Oh, yeah, it's a country song. Crown Plaza, Cincinnati, Blue Ash. That's where you will be
the Blue
on
Ash.
Wednesday.
Yeah, come and see us.
And now, Minneapolis and Cincinnati are sold out. However... Sometimes people do not show up.
Yeah.
And if you feel like just dropping by and taking a chance, right?
You're taking a chance, but yeah. You're
taking a chance.
Yeah.
As the fire marshal will only let so many people in.
Ah, that fire marshal.
But, and many times there are a few seats available.
There are. That's true. Yes,
so
there are.
So show up. What could go wrong? You'll be in the French Quarter. You'll have a good time.
I guarantee it.
What can happen?
Maybe I shouldn't say I guarantee it. Do I guarantee anything?
You can't guarantee a good time.
No, you can't.
Unless you're going to be there, and then we're guaranteed a good time.
Not even sure then, babe. Not even sure then. I just can't make those promises anymore.
So
you can only try your best, you know, and then who knows?
I know that. All right, we have a question.
Yeah, question. What is
from
it?
From our contact us email, Greg in Indianapolis.
Yes.
Indiana, known on eBay as MJ Lewis 72.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Griff, is it a good idea to have a Facebook page for business to promote your eBay items? And how do you set that up? Thanks.
Well, is it?
Yes, it's a good idea.
No. Let me, because you need to. So if you're just creating a page on Facebook, where then you list a bunch of your eBay items.
Ah, that's not good.
No.
But you can have a business page on there.
What you do want to do is you want to set up a business page on Facebook that talks about topics that are appropriate or related to what it is you sell. And then occasionally put a link to one of your items. And I know this is going to sound counterintuitive, but occasionally, you put a link to someone else's item. Because then it doesn't seem like you're just there just promoting your own stuff. But you can drive traffic to you. And you know what? There's a million sellers saying, screaming at the top of their heads, what? Advertise another seller on my page? Sure. Why not? It's good PR.
And just so
I would
you,
do it.
Just so you know, not you, but the person who wrote in.
Yeah.
Just so you know, when you make that business page on Facebook, then Facebook gives you an opportunity to have a web address like facebook.com, your company.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Makes it easy to find your company.
You could also use Facebook to advertise listings that are you may think will be of interest to particular people. Facebook will do the targeting. So I've seen people do that successfully, actually. You're going to have a sale on some sort of item, or you've got some inventory that you think at the price would be really interesting to people. You can use Facebook ads. They're pretty inexpensive. You can run a promotion for that, see if that drives business to your store.
It is my belief as an entrepreneur that any place we can be to have visibility could be important to you.
Right,
and
exactly.
Certainly Facebook. as
yeah, and when I say average, so here's what I mean. If I had the time, one of the marketing things I would do with Facebook is setting up a page for like Hawaiian shirts, and I'd want to talk about Hawaiian shirts.
The history of them.
I may have like posts about Hawaiian shirts, and I would be occasionally, where appropriate, linking to one of my shirts. But if I found a really great Hawaiian shirt that I didn't own, that I think is worth promoting, I'd say, hey, another seller that I happen to know on eBay has this shirt. I wish I was selling it, but I'm not. This is a great shirt. This gives you a lot of credibility. People say, whoa, he's really interested in this and not just in selling his own merchandise.
It makes you very authentic.
Yeah, most people won't do that, though. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. I shouldn't have ended that on a down note. Lots of people might try that. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Up next, our final segment of Ask Griffin Lee for the day, just today.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 291.
So your sales are not doing well on eBay. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
If your sales aren't doing well, when was the last time you refreshed your title? You know, you hurt your sales by just blindly relisting. And I hear it all the time. And let's face it, I would think eBay's interested in keeping the customers excited about what's for sale. If you keep clicking relist and you don't update titles, your images, you're not going to rank well in search. You won't find a wider audience than on eBay.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, somebody said on the chat board, what does it say? Can you give a partial refund and have the phone sent back to the seller? Well, I don't know what that means. I think this is, we're talking about the iPhone again.
This, right.
The seller is the seller. There isn't a second seller involved. I wouldn't give a partial refund, by the way. I'd either want the phone back or...
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can sell that phone.
Absolutely.
So, well, if I were a multimillionaire and had big, 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 big home, I would definitely buy a certain item number. May I send you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. I got to bring up eBay again.
Okay.
I don't have it always up on another screen. Go ahead.
1715 1032 1032 8421 8421. You know how much I love neon.
Oh my.
Isn't that gorgeous? That is gorgeous.
I love that.
Apparently this tavern, the Elmo Combo Tavern, it's up in Canada. It's in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's closing on November 6th. And it's supposedly some legendary music venue. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar
with it.
Well,
it looks, doesn't it look legendary?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that's a cool sign.
Meanwhile, its iconic neon palm tree signage is up for sale on eBay. The sign has graced Elmo Combo's building since 1948.
Yeah.
So far, the bidding is up to $11,800 with 73 bids. Yeah. And the reserve has been met. Bidding closes on October 31st.
They claim they paid $15,000 in 2012 just to refurbish it. So it's been all refurbished. It's $2,000 for shipping. Makes sense. It's
$2,000.
Yeah, it's enormous.
Or you can come pick it up yourself.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at this. It's two stories tall.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd have to own this big mansion, right?
Yikes!
Or so they don't even Betsy have this. Could put it in her new... her new dance floor room.
She could. I think it's actually
taller
than her house.
She'd have to bring
the
roof people back again, though.
Yeah. It's called the Elmo Combo. The Elmo Combo Tavern.
Tavern.
Yeah. That's cool.
That is gorgeous.
You know, it's funny because the way the tastes change, right? So when I was a kid, and you were a little bit older, when I was a kid, neon, this was in the early 60s, neon was considered real junk. You know, they'd say, oh, it's the neon jungle, and it's neon. Mm-hmm. No one thought it was fun or artistic.
I loved it, though.
Yeah, I always thought it was cool. But now, today, it's, you know, now no one uses, very few people use neon. It's expensive. They use, you know, LEDs and light panels, but it's all collectible.
See, I miss that in Vegas. Now you go down the strip, there are a few hotels like Flamingo
who kept their
neon, but most of them, it's all LED now. And folks, there is a difference. It loses its warmth and its glow.
Well, the problem is that neon is, it's a pain to repair because this stuff has to, the glass has to be shaped by hand. There's not machines that
right.
do the shaping. And then the glass has to be sealed, you know, into the mechanism. And then it has, you know, you have to fill it with the inert gas, the neon or and the right mixture to get the right color. So it's labor intensive, but it is fun.
1,329,331 results for neon on eBay.
Oh, yeah. Neon's a big deal now.
Big deal. Oh, and I love it. We have this little fake fireplace, and yeah. I hate it because
it's
a fake fireplace.
Yeah.
So John put a neon garden in there. He took all his little neon things.
Yeah.
When we have people over or have a party, he turns on the switch, and there's this little neon garden in a it looks good. It's a fireplace.
Yeah.
But it's not real. But the little neon garden is adorable. We love that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm trying to find somebody to repair a neon radio that I have right now. It's very difficult to find people.
Well, it is. And it's going to cost you money when you find somebody.
Like here's a classic car wagon, Woody, neon garage sign, surfboard, open hot rod, man cave.
Man, that's such a popular thing.
Yeah, and it's a Woody, you know.
Man cave.
Mm-hmm. I know.
My man cave is called a boudoir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really. Give me my clicker and a pillow.
Whenever I hear neon, I always think of there's a Duke Ellington tune called Mainstem, and the Lambert Hendricks and Ross, who you know, I'm a big fan.
Oh, you drove me crazy
all week
with these things.
And Eddie Jefferson, and so John Hendricks wrote lyrics to that song years ago, and it's called Mainstem, which I think means the main street in a town, and it's all about the neon lights on the street. So I always think of that song. I don't know why I brought
that up. You're bringing
up
all these people. And you know, when I was doing the jazz show, you know, it was Jazz with Lee on KFSD here in San Diego.
So I'm going to search.
I loved them.
For Eddie Jefferson, who was one of my favorite singers. Mm-hmm. Wow, there's 151 recordings that you can buy. Some of them have nothing. What the heck is this? The picture doesn't match the... Do you know who Eddie Jefferson was?
Of course I do.
Right, Moody's Mood.
Oh,
he was famous for that.
Little da 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 da. I love that song.
Yeah,
or that tune also. But didn't like Mose Allison or somebody make a vocal of it also?
Lots of people did.
Yeah.
Manhattan Transfer did.
There I go again.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Well, we were on the topic of eBay till the very end, but that's okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Back on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.